But now I'm joined on the line by Dr. John Day to talk about Dr. John Day's Obesity in Men research project. So a very good morning.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you doing?
I'm not bad, thank you. Luckily I haven't had COVID, so yeah, that's a positive.
that is a positive. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth, but can you give us an overview of the Obesity in Men research project that you're doing?
Yeah, so we're interested in this area because, as many people know, across the world, obesity is considered like a really significant public health issue. But in relation to that, there's probably also the personal experience of it. And this sometimes gets overlooked in terms of the way that it seems to be automatically assumed that people living with obesity and with bigger bodies are both lazy and stupid. Mm-hmm. As we do all our research at Health Watch Essex around lived experiences, we're using making the most of that method to, you know, really, really understand both this in terms of a public health issue and also personal experience for those who actually live with obesity, which often gets overlooked.
What's going to happen with all the research notes?
Yeah, great. So in the first instance, we're going to do reports, which we usually do, but with this one in particular, because it's so in-depth, and there's three clear research objectives, we're actually going to do three shorter reports. We thought that might be a better approach to take rather than doing one big report that no one reads. You know, three shorter ones on particular topics might be particularly interesting for people to engage with. Also, we've got input in this from outside of Essex, so from all the bordering health watches. So that's Health Watch Hertfordshire, Health Watch Cambridgeshire, and Peterborough. Health Watch Suffolk, Health Watch Southend, and Health Watch Thurrock as well. So they're interested, and also the all-party parliamentary group on obesity. So at national government level, we've also been involved in some of their discussions, and they're really looking forward to our report as well.
And also, we're pressurised now, and men are pressurised now. Young guys into looking at these bodies on social media, where everybody's got six packs. And it's very difficult. And also losing weight, you can lose weight. And obviously there's different programs that people do and different diets. But there's this cycle, isn't there, of losing weight and putting it back on and putting back on more.
Yeah, to some extent. Yeah, definitely. So, and that's exactly what it's called, this idea of gaining and losing weight that you eventually put back on. What you lost is referred to as weight cycling. And we know that generally 90% of people who lose significant weight then end up putting it back on. But the issue you highlight there about people not talking about it is the central objective, essentially, of why we're looking at men. Because in the literature, particularly the lived experience, interview-based literature, we don't really know a lot about men. A lot of the studies are done by women on women participants. And this is also reflected in terms of the level of engagement with services. So one of my research stakeholders I had a conversation with just before Christmas last year, and he's actually a weight management consultant for Slimming World, and he was saying that around that time, Slimming World membership was up to about 900,000 people, and only 5,000 of them were men. In terms of the recruiting participants, you know, we're trying to find those one or two men who attend local weight loss services.
It's one of those things as well, speaking before to Health Watch, with regards to men actually seeking help. Women are normally the ones that go, you've got to go to the doctors about this, and men don't normally do that. And also you've got that kind of jokey bloke kind of thing about always carrying a bit of extra weight, but it's also what it does to somebody's self-esteem, and you might not tell your friends how you feel, and it could just be a cycle of eating and not losing weight and putting on more weight, because the more depressed you feel about your weight, the more likely you are to keep into those bad eating habits.
And then obviously then that's reflected in how men, you know, generally don't talk about their health more broadly. And then when they do engage with the doctor, it's at the last minute, and they might expect to be instantly fixed. It's interesting you refer to the depression, because there's probably a link here with loneliness as well. Some of the data, so we've already done, I think, 16 interviews, and some of the data we've got is from men who engage with the weight loss football programs that are slowly taking off. So we've got some really important partners there that have helped us out as well. So you've got the Man vs Fat programs, and there's also one down in Thurrock called Shift the Timber. And by speaking to men there, what's both, in one way, it's really nice to hear, but also it's a little bit sad, is that when they start to engage with this and get back into playing football and doing some physical activity, that they realise that they're in terms of they've lost their generational belonging. They don't really know any men at their own age outside of work, and then they meet this whole host of people who are in the same boat with them, trying to achieve the same objectives, and it's really nice to hear. But then, obviously, it's the sad thing. You know, they only play that football a couple of times a week for 2 hours, and then the rest of their life, they lose that, you know, that generational belonging.
I think, you know, food is an addiction, because you've got people that, you know, if you said you're an alcoholic or drugs, there are places you can go. With food, it's a little bit different, because people say, well, you can just stop eating. But it isn't if you get into a cycle of eating, because it's what you do every day. And people think sometimes that people are overweight, eat all of the wrong foods, but sometimes it's just the portion sizes that people eat.
Yeah, it can be a number of things. But yeah, it's interesting you say about addiction, because literally the most recent participant I interviewed last week, he went as far as saying, look, this is an addiction. And it's okay, you know it's easy to place the blame at the point of the individual, because, you know, the government tends to do that all the time. But, you know, you can't get away from the fact that we probably do live in an obesogenic environment where our jobs are becoming, you know, increasingly sedentary, and there's more and more fast food outlets out there. I mean, if fast food wasn't enough, you've now got things like Just Eat that will go and pick up whatever you want from any fast food outlet and deliver it to your door.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. People over this COVID time have put weight on right the way around the middle, which is not the area that you want to be putting on weight.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And it's really interesting now that you mention about work and how essential that's been become, because work really comes up in the interviews that we've done so far in terms of how, you know, men and the idea of masculinity, as they progress and become and get older, not only do they put on weight, but they also want to progress in their jobs.
Yeah.
And you know, I spoke to quite a few men who seem to be quite competitive and want to push on in their jobs, and because they see themselves in that provider role, they just take on more and more work. And then although they do care about their weight and their health and so on, they just don't find the time to do it. And then especially in lockdown and Zoom and that type of thing, even myself, I find that, you know, I think one day during the first lockdown, I managed to attend 4 meetings back to back all across Essex, but in fact they were on Zoom, and I interviewed a participant all without moving. We've also recently done a very small bit of important work with some of our ambassadors who are living with sensory impairments and learning difficulties around the digital transformation to NHS services, and how that's probably something that will stick around, you know, post-COVID as well. And so it's really important. It might be something that the listeners are interested in terms of, you know, the current digital engagement with NHS services isn't probably going to go away. And one of the things we're really concerned about at Health Watch is how people who aren't as confident with using digital services are going to be left out and not engaged. So it's affected technology, which has obviously affected our everyday lives in many ways.
Now, for your project, Dr. John Day, I keep going to call you Dr. John.
You can call me John, it's fine. Just call me John.
If I was a doctor, I'd make everyone call me doctor first. With your Obesity in Men research project, what sort of men are you looking to take part? Is there an age group? Is there, you know, who are you looking for?
Yeah, so it's really broad in terms of we want to get a sample with as much variety in terms of people's experiences as possible. So the only real inclusion criteria is that you've got to be an adult, so 18 years of older or older, identify as being a man, and you have to have a BMI of around 30 or over, which is, you know, the clinical classification of obesity. And then you also have to be an Essex resident. But as I've said, because the other health watchers are interested in this project, we've also got remit beyond Essex. So you can also live in Suffolk, Thurrock, Southend, Hertfordshire, or Cambridge and Peterborough.
And where do people need to get in contact, John?
They can email me at john.day@healthwatchessex.org.uk. And the people we've engaged with so far have mainly been those men who attend the weight management football services. But we've also, you know, spoke to people who attend things like Slimming World, Weight Watchers. And we've also been lucky enough to actually engage with a few men who don't engage with any services, because you know, that's an important voice as well, because some people don't, you know, they don't go out of their way to lose weight, or the things they do to lose weight are, you know, they don't want to engage with a service. They just want to try doing diets and physical activity on their own. What we'd be really interested in, which is a voice that no one's really captured before amongst men, in terms of research, is if there's any men out there who are involved in body positivity projects, that they'd be really interested to speak to as well.
Excellent. It's been fantastic to talk to you today. All the details, as John mentioned, will be up on our website later with all the links as well. So if you have got a BMI of over 30, you're a guy or you identify as a man, and also you are over the age of 18, then John would like to hear from you for a project. How long are you talking to people? Is it just like one-off conversation that you have?
Yeah, so it's a one-off conversation, but the benefit of qualitative lived experience research is it's quite an in-depth conversation. Yeah. So it's just, you know, there's one point of what we call data collection, and you know, some of those interviews last 45 minutes, some have lasted 2 hours. And obviously with the social distancing measures, we're doing it either via Zoom or over the phone. Participants can choose. I can do either. It's completely up to them, whatever they're most comfortable with.
And it's also, once you've got the data, it's also anonymous.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be changing people's names for the report. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
In that respect, it's ethically approved by Essex County Council as well. The first report we're aiming to get out for World Obesity Day, which is March the 4th.
So great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again probably in March then to find out all the results.
Yeah, that'd be great, Michelle. Thanks so much.
Lovely. You're welcome. You take care. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. That is Dr. John Day, who was Dr. John Day's Obesity in Men Research Project. So there we go. I'll get-